from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. The top story is the weather once again, because just to the east of the city of Pittsburgh, there is flooding rain potential from what was Tropical Storm Debby. And we have seen, if you look at the radar, just to our south, the circular motions pulling this now moving at a much more rapid pace than it did hanging over the Carolinas of the last few days.
Just the very easternmost part of Allegheny County could be seeing some very light rain, but when you move east over into Westmoreland County and south of there, down around the border, Cumberland, all the way over to, say, Morgantown, there's a pretty significant amount of rain falling right now, especially if you're going to be on the turnpike heading east. You're going to have to drive through a fair amount of it.
And there are plenty of people who head that way for vacation and camping weekends. The good news is it's moving now rapidly, and the weekend here looks spectacular. In fact, we should end this day with sunshine and cooler evening temperatures, perfect for preseason football. And I'm guessing, and I haven't looked, I don't think they have to put the tarp up at all on the field over at Acrisure. Normally, if they have anticipation of significant rain, they tarp up the field, but I don't think they're going to have to do that today. It's just that close.
When this storm gets where it's going, ultimately, the heaviest rain is going to be falling in north central Pennsylvania, a lot of upstate New York. Almost all of New York will get some rain, maybe 1 to 2 inches. There will be areas they'll get 2 to 4 inches of rain, and then you've got another pretty significant amount falling along the St. Lawrence Seaway, going up to the north and east there. Another 4 to 6 inches will fall there, so they're far from over.
But a spectacular weather weekend ahead. So we'll get details. We'll go live to AccuWeather with meteorologist Joe Lumberg in our next half hour. A lot of people will be talking about new police body cam footage released from the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
This close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. He's straight up.
That was the officer who was lifted up on the roof's edge, saw the shooter. The shooter turned the gun on him, and he drops back down and tells, as you could hear, the other officers, there's the shooter. And there were multiple police officers around there trying to get to him. Seconds later, shots rang out.
Yeah, the Secret Service sniper ended it all and killed Crooks within seconds. But the officers in the video that were seen probably didn't know that based on what we're listening to next.
Is he hit? Is there a ladder? Is there a ladder there, Paul? Hey, someone on me.
I need manpower.
Someone on me.
You need a lift up?
Hold on. Whenever you're ready. Next.
Can you imagine what it must have been like to be a cop at that moment and be that panicked, not knowing what the hell's going on?
No.
And trying to do your job? I mean, I don't fault any of them for what happened.
Well, and neither does
they were doing their best.
Neither does the Secret Service. The Secret Service acting director released this statement. The attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump was a U.S. Secret Service failure. We are reviewing and updating our protective policies and procedures in order to ensure a tragedy like this never occurs again. Basically exonerating all the local police departments, including state police, the Butler police, the sheriff, and everybody else that was involved.
And that's the right position, Larry. It's the right position because Secret Service was supposed to be running the show. And the handoff just got botched when it came to the local involvement.
And in some of this footage, you also hear officers say, I told the Secret Service, they informed them. So the Secret Service is owning it. So for anybody that thinks the local police had anything to do with the security lapse, that's not the case, apparently.
You can hear in their voices how frantic they were
to get to him.
They were really, really at a loss.
And people certainly will be talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Houston Texans tonight at 7 o'clock is kickoff. Kickoff will be a subject of interest and controversy because it's an all-new kickoff arrangement in the National Football League. That said, Coach Tomlin was asked about the intensity of camp up at St. Vincent College.
Good. You know, we're here to develop. You know, you can't box without sparring is the analogy that I use. We play an intense game, competitive game. I'm not doing these guys justice if I don't create an environment that is reflective of what's waiting on us.
Wow.
I love when he said, good.
Kind of like the Emperor in Star Wars.
Good.
I see him this year. I don't know if you've noticed this or perhaps it's just me, but Mike Tomlin seems a lot looser and happier than he has been in past preseasons.
Which, you know, with his experience, he takes the heat. They all do. You can't sit in that arena and not take criticism no matter what you do. And I think he weathers it well. But I think he's also clearly excited about what he has to work with this year.
Well, I think that the team has been up. There's been an upgrade across the board. And if they get who they want in this wide receiver in San Francisco,
I
won't say the name, but that would be the cherry on the top of the sundae, wouldn't it?
We'll see. And that's what people are talking about in the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY. And more people are streaming us. Wherever they go, whether it's vacation, we have people that have moved out of town, like to keep in touch with what's going on in the hometown. So we have people actually around the country that listen on our live stream, which is really easy. It's crystal clear digital sound, and we have alerts there. And there's a new feature we're going to tell you about on Monday. Aaron, this is that new feature where people can go to our app and they can record themselves. They can give us little comments and commentary, and we'll come up with maybe a question of the day, and they'll be able to respond. And then you'll kind of a man on the street that we can do on the app. And it's really easy. Even Aaron and I could do it.
Yep. In how many seconds did it take you?
10 seconds.
Yeah. Very quick, very easy.
So we'll talk more about that on Monday. Meanwhile, a lot of talk about kickoffs in the NFL, Paul. So we have a discussion coming up this morning. We're going to talk to Bob Pompiani because he had to learn all the ins and outs.
That's right. He's got to call the game tonight.
He's calling the game on KDK TV. They're doing the preseason games again this year. And Bob's been doing a long time with Charlie Batch. And
one of the changes, by the way, that comes along with this new kickoff format, one of the changes that you mentioned earlier And it's something that Pompeiani has been not pleased with, is the new onside kick rule.
Right. You're not allowed to do an onside kick unless it's in the fourth quarter, your team is behind, and
you got to tell the other team you're going to do it. But I think, as you said yesterday, and I'll repeat it, I think a lot of fans are unprepared for what they're going to see when the game starts, and it's going to take some time for them to catch on to what's going on. But it, when you explain it like we did the other day and keep it simple, it's fairly easy to understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to create more returns. About 1 in 4 kickoffs last year had a return of any kind. But the XFL did this format, this new kickoff format, and it was around 80% of the kicks were returned, and that's what they want. We want more opportunities for scoring.
And they want to lessen the possibility of injuries, so they have shortened the length. They're only 5 yards apart. They're close together, and nobody can move till the ball actually hits the ground or touches a receiver.
And here's the key. The kicker will be kicking the ball from the 35, as has always been the case. But he's kicking the ball into what they're calling a landing zone, and that's from the goal line up to the 20-yard line. They're trying to keep the kickers from kicking balls into and then out of the end zone.
Right. Well, we're going to talk to Bob about that and a lot more coming up this morning and this weekend.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster down through the woods.
Jason Aldean. I went over and talked to our country music station talent, Cale Berger and Amanda Gorecki. I go, okay, if you had to pick one Jason Aldean song, what would it be? That's it.
You know, when I was listening to the lyrics to that song, I was reminded of the great Alan Jackson song, Drive. Remember that one, When Daddy Let Me Drive?
Oh, yeah.
What a great song.
I love some of the lyrics, country music. I mean, it's just pretty simple. Has to, in this case, it is a tractor, right?
You got it.
I love, what was that one? I'm so miserable since you left me, it's almost like you're still here. Jason Aldean is going to be at Star Lake on Saturday night, and the weather is going to be spectacular. Morning show. Thank you for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And back to school days away. I think teachers, Pittsburgh Public School, they're back on the 20th, and then the kids will follow. But it's a high anxiety for a lot of parents and kids as you get ready. Make sure you're prepared. And one of the issues we've developed in the last few years is bus driver shortages, among other things. And we welcome Dr. Robert Mott, who is the superintendent of Manessa Schools. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. We wanted to check in with you and other school districts around the region, just kind of get an update. So what about school drivers? Is there a shortage in your district?
Yeah, there is. We have we're very small, so we've got six drivers. But it's very difficult to find drivers. Right now we're okay, but there's always that fear that one, you know, we may lose one and then we're in big trouble. And then what happens is we have, you know, we have custodial people, pretty much all hands on deck help drive kids, vans, buses. So, yeah, it can be a problem, definitely.
Dr. Mott, what is the problem? Why are they scarce?
You know what? I'm not sure. It's been like this for the last couple years. I think sometimes maybe the behavior on the buses cannot be as good as they anticipate, and it causes people to not want to do the job.
Yeah, that I would imagine that's a very diplomatic way of saying it. Sometimes the kids, you know, aren't as ruley as you would hope if you're a bus driver. I don't know what I know. Pay scales overall have come up because they've had to attract people to want to do the job, right?
Right, correct. Yeah, they definitely have, not only with bus drivers, but substitute teachers, too. We increased the pay and still are having some trouble trying to find people to help us out. So that's could be a problem for us. And, you know, we can't get the kids to school. Maybe we don't have bus drivers. That becomes a high anxiety for us, too, at the schools.
Dr. Mott, is your district among those that have changed the qualifications, making it a little bit easier for substitute teachers to find employment?
Yes. You know what? We we employ substitutes, people that have degrees, and then they can get emergency certified. So it makes it a little easier so we can still find people. So increasing the pay, qualifications are easier, a little easier. And you still have to be college educated, but.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We can emergency search you in certain areas, and then you can become a substitute, and that has helped a little bit. But still, we're struggling with substitutes, bus drivers. It can be difficult, but I think things are turning around. We've interviewed some people for some full-time jobs, and we've had a lot of applicants, which has been scarce also, just trying to find a full-time teacher. But over the summertime, we had a few openings, and we had probably two openings. We had probably over 100 applicants, so... I think it's starting to turn around, in my opinion.
That's really encouraging because normally, yes. Superintendent Mott, we hear the opposite, where even people who have called to set an appointment for an interview just don't show up at all.
Yes. Yes, that does happen. We've had that happen too. I'm not sure why that happens either, but that's happened numerous times to us. But like I said, I think we are definitely, it's turning around slowly. And I think in the next couple of years, we'll be, hopefully back to some normalcy. So,
Dr. Mott, getting back to the behavior on the buses, what has the district considered in responding to that to get better behavior from the students? Adding personnel to oversee the students while they're en route or something like that?
Yeah, we've definitely done that. We've added extra teachers, extra teacher aides. We've had at my previous school, we've had extra security guards on there to help. The bus companies have also helped us too. They've tried to put some aids on there. We've, implemented some programs like some positive behavior intervention supports to try to, correct the behaviors. We've had teachers, in our schools teaching appropriate bus driver or bus behavior while they're on the buses. We've had parent meetings. We've done a lot of things to try to curb those behaviors on the bus.
Well, I would imagine you're, just like the kids, you're getting fired up and probably some anxiety getting all this rolling. When do you start? When are your students back in the classroom?
Our first day back for our students is August 22nd. So, yes, we're trying to get prepared and ready for our students to come back. We're excited for a new school year. And we're going to start with our teachers on Monday, August 19th.
And one other quick question. How many students in the Monessen School District?
We're a very small district in Westmoreland County, so we have about 658 students total.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us. And if anybody wants to drive a school bus, find out what you need to do, you can check in with Manesson or basically any school district around the region. You're not alone, Doc.
No, not at all. I mean, I know there's, I saw Baldwin is trying to do some things too with AI and their bus drivers. So yeah, it's definitely it's a nationwide shortage. So yeah, we're definitely looking for qualified bus drivers, and we'll help you out. We'll help you with the kids. We'll help train you too. So,
well, good luck to you, and appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Dr. Robert Mond is superintendent of the Manesson City School District, and
I was surprised to hear the depth that they've gone to address behavior on the buses. This is no small matter to them. This isn't like the kids get on and go wild. They've been making a real attempt to get people to behave. When I was in school, if you misbehaved on the bus, you lost your bus privileges.
Well, I went.
The driver would write you up and you'd be done.
I still remember the name of my elementary school bus driver, Bud. And you didn't mess with Bud.
Right.
Bud would squish your head like a grape. Of course, that's, I guess, politically incorrect now. Whatever.
Couldn't have it.
All right, we're going to go to AccuWeather next. What about this flooding rain to the east of the city? Details on the Big K Morning Show. Go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Check in with Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
I got to give you a lot of credit because you said Pittsburgh was going to be right on the line, and that's exactly where we are today with the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Debbie.
Yeah, and it looks like the worst of it's going to be in the next 3 or 4 hours. I think by lunchtime, the worst of the rain is starting to inch away from the area. And by mid-afternoon, I don't think there's any rain in our area, and we may even end the day with some sunshine. But to the east, you know, Johnstown, Altoona's picked up 2.5 inches of rain already from this system, and it's just pouring there right now and probably will pour for another couple of hours before it begins to let up. So if you're traveling into and through the Laurel Highlands, just expect a lot of water on the roads and probably some flash flooding.
Joe, where's the center of the storm right now, and where is it headed next?
Let's see here. Let me see if I can call up my latest surface weather map. I've had a bunch of them all over the place, to be honest with you. But last I looked a couple of hours ago, it was in western Virginia and charging northward. This thing's picked up a lot of speed. In fact, actually, it looks like there may be a couple of centers, one maybe near Martinsburg, West Virginia. But these are going to move north-northeastward and accelerate. And that's why I think a quicker end to the precipitation, what we were talking about yesterday, which is good news. That may limit the rainfall just a little bit, because it's not going to rain as long in some of these places.
Well, I'm giving you a heads up. You're right on the edge of some heavy rain at State College.
Oh,
you're aware.
We have what we call roof rain. I can't hear it in my radio booth. There's enough insulation above me that I can't hear it, but everybody out in the operation center has been telling me about it for the last half hour. I'm too busy dealing with other stuff around the country right now to deal with that and getting ready for a TV hit. But, yeah, it's pouring right now. Hopefully it's gone so I can get out on my bike before the day is done.
All right, get your makeup on. Beyond this, a spectacular weekend ahead. Thank you,
Joe.
Oh,
my goodness. It's going to be fantastic this weekend. It's going to feel a little bit like fall. Great football weather this weekend.
Amen. All right, Joe. Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Joe Lundberg in State College at AccuWeather World Headquarters. Checking in with some folks that live out to the east. One of our steady listeners and friend, Dr. Kevin Wong, says it's been raining, and he lives in the Jeanette area out that way. Since off and on since 7 o'clock last night, heavy at times. Aaron, you live out that way. Do you have any rain driving in this morning?
I did. I was kind of like annoyed, and I was like, Aaron, be thankful for the rain, but it was kind of heavy. It was not anything close to what we experienced earlier this week. It was kind of in between, not light, not heavy, but a steady downpour.
Yeah. And for Paul and I coming from the north, very, very little driving in. And if you look at the radar, you can see, and you saw, Aaron, when we were talking to Joe Lundberg, that line is right east of the city. I mean,
it's so weird how that can happen. And I love communicating with, you know, someone on the opposite side of the city. And it's like, hey, rain's coming your way, like what you did to me earlier this week.
Oh, you felt the power of the forecast.
I did. I said, oh my goodness.
The
it's
full
headed my
power.
Way.
The
yeah.
full power. With that comes the power of getting it wrong, too. Hey, you said it was going to rain. it is to the east of the city. What do you say, near Johnstown, a couple of inches of rain have already fallen. And if you look at the map, so for people that were planning to come to the Steelers game, it's actually going to be spectacular because behind this, you'll notice a humidity drop, and then we're going to go to 60 overnight. So by 7 o'clock tonight on the North Shore, it may actually be sunny and a beautiful weekend ahead.
We'll be able to sleep tonight with the windows open for the first time in a while.
And, yeah, I mean, it's been a while because it's been sticky and warm, maybe one of the warmest summers that we've had. We've had, what, 17 days of 90-plus, and we've been in the upper 80s and mid-80s for many of the additional days this summer. I think the coolest afternoon high we've had has not dropped below 80 since the beginning
much.
Of June.
Yeah, pretty much. Larry, I don't know that we've been – yeah, I think you're right.
But how about this? How about tomorrow? Sunny, 78, sunny, 76 Sunday. And then next chance of rain won't come until Tuesday, but still more seasonal in the upper 70s.
Sold.
Yeah, I'll take
I'll
it.
I'll take it.
Looking forward to the break. So if you're east of the city, hang on. As Joe said, this system is moving pretty quick to the north. So it'll come and go. It's not going to sit over. Like, what was some of the rain totals we heard out of the Carolinas, too? In Savannah, Georgia, was almost 20 inches of rain.
Close to it. I think that the record right now, or the highest total that has fallen, is, I think, 22, 23 inches. But I'll have to nail it down. I'll look around and see if I can find some storm totals.
All right, coming up this morning on the Big K Morning Show, the body cam footage released by the police in Butler, very, very telling, very, very dramatic, what the Secret Service is saying about that and the security lapse. They're taking responsibility, and we're going to share that coming up right after the news. It's very powerful, and I think about police officers each and every day, what they do, and you have maybe a greater appreciation because in the face of chaos, these are the guys running toward the fire.
Okay, I've got a couple of numbers real quickly. Lake City, Florida, nearly 20 inches of rain in Lake City. Where else have we got stuff here? Somerville and Green Pond in South Carolina, 18 inches through Wednesday night. So, and it tapered off pretty much on Thursday there. 5 to 9 inches in parts of North Carolina.
Hey, Siri, how many inches of rain does Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania get annually? We'll see what she says. She's thinking about it. Oh, 39.6 inches. So half of an entire year's rainfall, and we're considered to be in one of those zones that gets plenty of rain, in a day and a half.
Florida wound up getting a lot of more rain than we expected. And by the way, the Sarasota number is now almost 18 inches for the storm.
Wow.
Amazing.
Consider yourself lucky here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.